Thank you for joining us in our learning. Today is dedicated by the Speer family as a schus, as a merit, Lili Nishmas, the patriarch of the family, Mr. Bill Speer, blessed memory, light of his shloshim this week. So may our learning be a merit, Lili Nishmas, Pinchas, then Yosef, Verezel. We are on Pei Tesamid Beis. Today's daf is daf Tzadi in Masechet Pesachim, and we're actually going to travel deep into topics of holiness, consecrating animals, consecrating coins, removing sanctity. So let's begin on the second of the wide lines with Tanu Rabbana, the Braisa. Tanu Rabbana, our sages taught us in a Braisa. Hamemana acherim imo al pischo val chagigasa. So imagine that Zev has a carbon Pesach. And in addition to a carbon Pesach, I have a chagiga of the 14th. We know every Yom Tov there's a mitzvah to bring a carbon chagiga. Pesach is unique in that not only do you bring a carbon chagiga of the 15th, there's a carbon chagiga of the 14th, so that you'll be full by the time you get to eating the meat of the Karban Pesach. So, I have a Karban Pesach, and I have a Karban Chagiga, and I decide, there's too much meat here for me. I'm not going to eat all of it. We'll see later, maybe I have other financial needs. So I look to get partners. I look to sign other people up. Now, I already made this animal holy as a Pesach. I already made the other animal holy as a Chagiga. And I'm looking to sign new people in. Now, to sign in for a carbon, you pay for a share, and then you're signed in. So I've signed new people into my Pesach and Chagiga. Now, what did they pay me with? They paid me with coins that they made holy. They probably took coins and said, these coins, we're making them holy to buy carbon Pesach. The coins had Kedusha. These coins of Kedusha, they're paying to me now for a share in what is a kadosh carbon Pesach. So the Baisa says a big chiddush. Moshe biyado, the money that's in my hand, I, the seller of a share in the carbon Pesach and the Chagiga, are chulin. This money is not holy. This is very strange. When you have something which is holy, normally the way to remove the holiness is that if you have a holy item and you exchange it for an unholy item, so then the holiness left the holy item, because it went on to the unholy item, and it became unholy. Right? Think about a Maaser Sheni. You have Maaser Sheni, it's holy, you dedicated it, 10%, you're going to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's too much food to bring to Yerushalayim. So you take coins that are unholy, and you swap these coins for the Maaser Sheni. So the holiness of the fruit leaves the fruit, goes on to the coins. And now the fruit became unholy. It had been holy, now it lost its holiness. Hektesh b'chdi lo paki. Holiness doesn't leave to go nowhere. It has to go somewhere. So if I have Maaser Sheni with holiness, for the holiness of the Maaser Sheni to go somewhere, I'll have to give unholy coins. And the unholy coins can become now holy with Maaser Sheni, and the Maaser Sheni fruit will lose its holiness. Holiness has to go somewhere. Here in this Braisa, we have two holy things. We had a holy karbat, animal that was made holy, two animals made holy, a Pesach that was made holy and a Chagiga. And then somebody shows up with another guy with holy coins because he wants to use, he put aside money to buy Pesach. And now he's giving a holy coin for a holy meat. And the Braisa says the money in the hands of the seller is now chulin, is not holy. The Gemara's going to struggle with this. Where did the holiness go? If you'd pay holy coins for something which isn't holy, so then the holiness could go off the coins and be vested now into the unholy thing, make that holy unholy thing holy. But if you're paying a holy coin for a holy object, where did the holiness go? How did the coins become chulin? All right, that's going to be a big time. So again, Tanu Rabbanan Tanu Braisa. We're on the second wide line here on Pei Tesamid Beis. Hamamana Acherim Imo Al Pischo Val Chagigasa. Someone who signs up new people, others, to join him in his carbon Pesach or in his carbon Chagiga, Moshe Biyado, the money that's in his hand of the guy who's signing up the new people, is now chulin, is not holy. Okay? Another law. Hamocher olasa ushlamat. I have a carbon ola, or I have a carbon shlamat, and I decide to sell him, sell my ola or sell my shlamat to somebody else. And that guy gives me, let's say, chulin money for this ola and shlamat. Lo asav lo klum. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. The sale never took effect. Because once I made the animal into an ola, or the animal into a shlamim, it's not mine anymore. It's hektesh. It's a holy item. I can't sell what's not mine. I can't sell it. I don't own it. I can't sell it. So when he paid for it, there's no deal here. I didn't have what to sell. He didn't have what to buy. But now the chiddush is, the Braisa says, the money that was paid for this ola and shlamim, even though the sale never happened, most kolshu, all of these monies, even if extra amounts beyond the price, yibulu nedava, now have the holiness of Ola, and they have to be put into the Beit HaMikdash, in the boxes, the shofaros, for Kayetz HaMizbeach. There were boxes in the Beit HaMikdash, we'll learn it soon, we get to Masechet Shkalim, boxes in the Beit HaMikdash where people would put coins, then they would be emptied, and those coins would be used to buy Karbanos Ola, to keep the Mizbeach busy. So this guy who paid for my Ola, I had no right to sell an Ola, it's not mine anymore, so the sale never took effect. But the coins are now holy, and they need to go into the boxes, into the pushkas, that are going to be used to buy Karbanos Ola, to keep the Mizbeach busy. So both points of the price are very strange. A guy who pays with holy coins for a share in a holy carbon Pesach, the coins now lose their sanctity. Where did the sanctity go? That's strange. The second line of the price is also strange. A guy who pays with secular coins for a carbon ola, so the carbon ola never was acquired, nothing happened, but the coins now become holy. If nothing happened, why the coins become holy? That's what the Gemara asks. First, it deals with the second problem. If I'm trying to sell an ola, which I don't own, I made an animal my ola, I made it holy as an ola, so now it's not mine, I try to sell it, he pays for it, nothing happens, so why is the money now going into the boxes to, because it's holy and it has to be used to buy Karbanos ola, to keep the Mizbeach busy? Amar Rava, Rava said, you're right, since there was no sale, really the money shouldn't have a sanctity. The reason why the money has a sanctity is a knasa. It's a fine. It's a fine. It's a knas. He finds him. He did the wrong thing in trying to buy a karban, because he can't buy it. Therefore they said, let the money become holy. Well, my kolshen, what does the price mean when it says any amount? Even if, let's say, the animal, which is an ola, is only worth 4. And the buyer gave him 5. Even the 5th coin, which is an extra amount beyond what's obligated, the rabbis said it gets sanctity. It has to go for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Now we deal with the first part of the brisa. The first part of the brisa was that if I have a Karban Pesach or a Chagiga of the 14th, and now I want to have new partners with me in it, and I take their holy coins that they've consecrated, these coins become unholy. So the question is, where'd the holiness go? Holiness can go into something which is secular, but holiness can't go into what's holy, it's already holy. So where'd the holiness go? Amar Ula. Ula said, the Itema, some say this was not Ula, this was Rav Oshia. He said, Efshir Yadi Chavrin Bavloi Taima Dahi Milsa. Maybe it's possible. Is it possible that our friends from Babel know the explanation of this matter? Maybe they can teach it to us. They can explain to us this very strange law. Zehifrish tzlele pisav. Zev put aside a lamb. This is my carbon pesach. Made it holy. Zehifrish mos lepisav. Now, the buyer is not using secular coins, because we're talking about the coins becoming secular. Most, they're right there, became secular in his hands, in the hands of the seller. It means that they were holy. It means that the other guy put aside money. And he said, this money is holy for Karban Pesach. Where did the holiness of the coins go to? How could holiness leave to go into what's already holy? It already is holy. Where did the holiness go? Because it said, the money that's now in his hand, the money that's in the hand of the seller, now is unholy. It sounds like there was money, and the holiness left it. But where did it go? Where did it go? Where did the money, where did the holiness go? So, the next Gemara is a little bit confusing. We have to make two introductions that we'll see later in the bottom of the Amud, but you have to really explain them now, because the Gemara assumes you know the later part, and then goes to it. First thing to explain is that this topic, somebody who has a Karban Pesach, and then he adds other people into the Karban Pesach, Rebbe says that that money that people pay me to join my Karban Pesach, that money becomes chulin. But Rebbe says explicitly the law of this price, that if somebody paid me with holy money for a share in my Karban Pesach, the money becomes chulin, and I can use the money for my needs. The seller of a share, can now use this money to buy stuff that I need. So now there are two ways to understand this law of Rebbe. One way to understand it is that Karban Pesach is different than other Karbanos. Karban Pesach, the Kohen doesn't get a share. You're supposed to eat the whole thing. So maybe when you consecrate a shlamim, when you consecrate an ola, it becomes fully the property of God. So if it's fully the property of God, holy money paid for it doesn't have a place where the holiness can go to. But in Pesach, there's a shiur. There's a certain leaving out of full consecration. Pesach is only somewhat consecrated. Part of it is still secular. So if in every Pesach when you make it holy, part of it is still secular, then when someone comes to buy a share in this, and he gives me holy coins, his holy coins will go in the secular part of my Pesach. The coins will now become secular. I can now use the coins for secular purposes. That's one explanation of Rebbe. But then there's another explanation of Rebbe. Maybe a Pesach is like a shlamin, Pesach is like an ola. When you consecrate a Pesach, it is fully holy. And it is fully the property of God. So when somebody gives me money to get a share in the Pesach, the reason why I can use the money for secular purposes is not that the money was fully holy and now its holiness left onto the secular part of the Pesach. And once it left onto the secular part of the Pesach, so now it becomes secular, now I can use it. When somebody consecrates money to use the money to buy a Pesach, he didn't make it fully holy. He made it somewhat holy. He still left the ability for this money to be somewhat secular. So now once he pays the money to me, the money stays in its secular part. Since it stays in the secular part, I can use it for secular needs. That's the view of Rebbe. Okay, two explanations of Rebbe. Is there that the reason why Rebbe says that the money paid to the seller can be used by the seller for secular purposes? Is that because the seller, who is the consecrator of the Pesach, he did not fully consecrate the Pesach? Or is it that the buyer who's paying with the money never fully consecrated the money? Now, Abaye is going to say that these two explanations of Rebbe are dependent on explaining a Mishnah in Tzmura. There is a concept called esnan. Esnan means that a lamb given to a prostitute for prostitution is now contaminated and cannot be used as a karba. Esnan zon. Similarly, if somebody were to give a lamb and swap it for a dog, mechir kelev, that lamb cannot be used as a karba. So the Mishnah says, what happens if a person gives to the prostitute? Chas v'shalom, right? Not that the person's allowed to go to the prostitute. Chas v'shalom, he never did it. He went to do the saver with the prostitute. And he pays her with a karban. So the Mishnah says, this karban that he paid to the prostitute does not become disqualified. Then you would think that that's a very obvious law. Ain adam oser davar she'eino shalo. A person doesn't have the ability to prohibit what he doesn't own. I don't own a karban. The karban belongs to God. So of course I can't make it prohibited. I can't walk into Phil's house and take something off of the shelf, start bowing to it, and now it's avodah zarah. And now he has to destroy it. Because I don't own it. So the karban doesn't belong to the person. His handing it to the prostitute is not going to impact it. That's what you would have thought. But the Braisa says that this law that a karban handed to a prostitute does not become disqualified as esnan is based on a special pasuk. So, why would I need special pasuk? It's the normal law of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. That's the Mishnah in Tmura. So it could be that you'll have to say that karban, that he gives to the Zona was Shalom. It does belong to the man who's giving it to the Zona. So why would you say that? So maybe that's where you get into Rebbe. If you say that the Pshat in Rebbe is that in Korban Pesach, the consecration's not complete. And when I consecrate my Korban Pesach, I'm really leaving a share that's not holy. And that's why when people buy into my Korban Pesach, their coins will lose holiness because it'll go into this share that's not holy. Then if there's a share of the Korban Pesach that's not holy, now you would understand why you would have thought that if a guy pays the Zona Chas V'Shalom with the Korban Pesach, that it would become Esnan, because it is his. It is his. There's a share that's his. Now we need a special Pesach to say that he can't make it into Esnan. So that's where, you know, the way we interpret Rebbe is going to come up to how we're going to interpret this Mishnah in Tmura. So now, Amar Abaye Abaye said, Ilav du'ukmei reboshayo lahahi v'maman azon al pisa. If not for the fact that reboshayo says, of the Mishnah in Tmura, which says, according to the Bryce's explanation of the Mishnah, that I need a special pasuk to tell me that a person who gives a karban to a prostitute nebuch, that karban does not become esnan, doesn't have the category of esnan. He says, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that? Why isn't it the regular law that I can't prohibit what's not mine? It's because we're not talking about a regular karban, we're talking about a karban pesach. And a karban pesach, Rebbe, this is the view of Rebbe, that in a karban pesach, you've left a share for yourself, or you've left a share unholy, it's not fully consecrated, and that's why when people want to pay for the karban pesach, pay into the karban pesach with holy money, that money will lose its sanctity. So, if not for the fact that Rabbi Shaya said that Mishnah Tzmura was Rebbe, have a mukmin in lalahi, I would have thought that Mishnah Tzmura, I would have explained that Mishnah, is not Rebbe. But that Mishnah, which says I need a special pasuk to say that when you give a carbon to a zona, that doesn't become esnan. It's not yours. I would say that Mishnah is talking about a carbon which is yours because it's kachim kalim. It's talking about a shlamin, a low-level sanctity. And it's a limud Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And it's according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who's taught us many times in Shas, that he holds that kachim kalim are private property. Remember, we learned this in Bava Kama. If a shlamin goes and causes damage, my shlamin causes damage to somebody, I have to pay for the damage. Why should I pay? It's not my animal. No, it is my animal. Because kachim kalim are mamun bailim. Kachim kalim, the low level of sanctity, belong to the owner. So I would have thought that there it's talking about where a guy gives his shlamim to the zona. And that's why I would have thought that it becomes prohibited because it's private property. It belongs to the bailim. That's why you can make it prohibited. That's why I need a pasuk to say it doesn't. Avo, I would not have said that that Mishnah is Rebbe. I would not have said that that Mishnah is Rebbe. Because I would have said that in Karban Pesach, lo Mashayer Inish, people don't leave a sanctity out. They don't leave off of the sanctity in the animal. But rather, they would say in Rebbe's Pshat is that Bimos Vada Mashayer Inish. People leave out the sanctity of the coins. The coins that they say they're going to use for Karban Pesach, they're not fully holy. When they initially dedicate coins, their intention is that the coins are not going to be fully holy. Once they pay the coins to the owner of the Pesach, he's going to be able to use the coins for his own needs. So if that's the case, then I would say this Braisa, which says that holy coins given for a share in a Karban Pesach, now in the hands of the seller, they become unholy. See, Rebbe, see, it's the view of Rebbe. And that's why the money is unholy. Because when a person makes coins holy to buy Pesach, he leaves out of their holiness. He doesn't make them fully holy, since they're not fully holy when he gives them to the owner of the Karban Pesach. He's giving something which can still be used for chulin to the owner of the Karban Pesach. And that's what our Braisa means. Vahi, but that Mishnah, it's a kamukim la Rav Oshaya kirebi. But now that Mishnah, Rav Oshaya said, is Rebbe. And it's talking about Karban Pesach, not talking about Karban Shlomo. Then, lo mukmin vahi, now that Mishnah that Rav Oshaya said, it's Rebbe. Abaya says, I wouldn't have said that that Mishnah is Rebbe. The Pesach, lo mishayir inish. So when a person consecrates a Karban Pesach, he doesn't leave out in its holiness. When he makes a Karban Pesach, it's fully holy. So if the Pesach is fully holy, it's not his. Of course he can't create a problem of Eslan on it. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me he can't create Eslan on it. So I would have said that that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds a Kachim Kalit, and it's not talking about Pesach, it's talking about Kachim Kalim. And he holds Kachim Kalim or Mamon Bailim. And since Kachim Kalim or Mamon Bailim, since it belongs to the owner, I would think that when the owner gives it to the Zona, it's his property that he's giving to the Zona. It could become an Esna. And then there's a Pasuk telling me that it doesn't become Esna. Now, according to that, now this Braisa, which says that a guy who pays for the Pesach, the recipient of those coins are now chulin, the person who sells a share in the Pesach, what he gets paid for, those coins are now chulin. I wouldn't be able to say that this is also following Rabbi Yossi Aglili. I couldn't say this is following Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Because it's explicitly not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Kachim Kalim Amun Bailim. Kachim Kalim belong to you. So we say, okay, the coins for the Pesach should also be, you know, should be chulin. I'll tell you, because it says explicitly in the Braisa, Hamocho lasso shlamo v'lasso lo klum. If a guy sells a shlamo and his old lady into anything. So clearly it's not following the view of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if you own the shlamo, you can certainly sell a shlamo. So v'hashad u'kmei Rabbi Oshaya lahi. But now that Rabbi Oshaya said that Mishnah and Tmura is b'mamana zona al pischa, the Mishnah and Tmura that needed a pasuk to tell me that there's no esnan when a guy gives, there's no law of esnan when a person gives a lamb to the zona, which is a karban, is referring to a man giving his pesach to the zona. And Rabbi Shai explained that that needs the pasuk because it's Rebbe, because it's a view of Rebbe. So you see from this, the sphere that Rebbe holds, afilu bepisto mishayir inshi. That a person, even when he consecrates a Karban Pesach, he does not fully consecrate it. So now I can certainly explain our Braisa. Our Braisa is going to be Rebbe. And therefore, when somebody paid for a share in a Korban Pesach, he's paying for a share in something which is not fully consecrated. So the holiness on his coins can leave the coins and enter into that part that's not fully consecrated, and the coins become secular. And now the seller who sold the share now has secular coins that he can use for other things. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Basically, this price is the view of Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Mayid Rebbe Hoshaya. Where did we have this whole idea of Rebbe Hoshaya about the Mishnah and Tzmura? What was he talking about? It's not because we have a Mishnah and Tzmura. Mishnah says, Tzmura, talk about exchanges. Person who exchanged a lamb for prostitution services, so the lamb becomes contaminated. Can't be used anymore as a carbon. It's not written in the Mishnah, though. Nasan love, he gave to the prostitute Mukdashim. He gave her consecrated karbanos, be'esnana, as her reward for her services, as her wage. Hare elu mutar. So now they can use these items. They don't become esnan. They can be brought as a karban. Doesn't have the status of esnan. If he gave her ofos dechulin, birds that aren't holy at all, Reila Asura, now they become Esnan, they can't be used as a carbon. Shahaya Bidin, who would have thought to say, based on a Kal V'chomer, the birds should not become Esnan. It's like this, my Mukdashim Shamum Posel Behem. If giving a carbon to a woman doesn't disqualify this carbon, even though a carbon, which is holy, once it gets a blemish, gets disqualified. Nevertheless, ein esnanu mechir chal aleihem. Giving it to the prostitute does not disqualify them. Giving it for her dog does not disqualify them. Ofos, when we deal with birds, shein amun posel behen, where blemishes do not disqualify birds, so they're more lenient. So certainly they shouldn't have the law of esnan and mechir. If you give a carbon can be easily disqualified. Gets a blemish, it's disqualified. And nevertheless, if you give the carbon to the prostitute, it's not disqualified. So a bird, which is not so easily disqualified, certainly if you give it to the prostitute, should not be disqualified. Tam Lomer, so there's a pasuk. The pasuk says about Esnan, Lo Savi Esnan Zona Mechir Kalev, Beis Hashem Elokecha, L'chol Neder. Pasuk says, don't bring an esnan zon or mechir kelev to Hashem's house, l'chol neder, for every neder. So the word l'chol, that's to include the rabbis of sa'ofos, that's to include birds too. So now that we know that based on the pasuk of l'chol neder, that even birds have a disqualification of nos, of esnan, so why don't we go the other way? You should make a kal v'chomer that if birds can be disqualified because they were given to a zona, certainly a karban would be disqualified if it's given to a zona. Say like this, ma'ofos, she'ena mum posel behen. When it comes to birds, a blemish in the bird does not disqualify the bird. Nevertheless, esnan u'mechir chal aleihen. If the bird was given to a zona, it is disqualified. If the bird was exchanged for a dog, it's disqualified. Mukdashim, when you deal with a carbon, shamun posel behem, which can easily be disqualified. A blemish disqualifies it. So certainly if the carbon is given to a zona, or the carbon was exchanged for a dog, it should become disqualified. So again, it's another pasuk. The pasuk says, l'chol neder. This pasuk says, l'chol neder. Don't bring an exchange of a zona, don't bring an exchange of a dog to the house of God. L'chol neder, for any consecration, means for anything that you want to consecrate, you want to make holy. Prat l'nadur, to exclude something which already was made holy, something which already was consecrated. We have a pasuk. The pasuk that a karban cannot become disqualified with the mark of esnan, payment for znus, and therefore can't be used anymore, is because the Torah talks about l'chol neder. Neder, implying it not, nadur. Okay, so it's a pasuk. This is the braisa. So Now says the Gemara, Ela Taima, the Kasim Rachmana Neder versus Nadur. The reason why that which is consecrated and it was given over to a prostitute does not become disqualified is because the Torah talks about a disqualification of prostitute payments with the words L'chol Neder. Neder, not that which is already Nadur. But if not for this special pasuk, Avraham would have thought that when you give a holy sacrifice to a prostitute, chas v'shalom, you become disqualified. But a person can't cause a problem, he can't create a prohibition on what he doesn't own. He doesn't own the sacrifice. So what's going on here? What's going on with this brisa? Based on a pasuk, the sacrifice given to the zona does not become esnan. I need a pasuk for this. It's logic. It's not his. So it doesn't become esnan. Amar Boshai, or Boshai answered, the mamana zona al pismo kirebi. Rebbe, this mishnah is talking about not a regular carbon was given to the prostitute. A carbon pesach was given to the prostitute. In other words, the man had a carbon pesach. He went to the prostitute, unfortunately. And then he said to her, now you'll have a share in my carbon pesach because you gave me your services. So, carbon pesach, it's not that it's not his. That is his. Since it is his, because apparently in a carbon pesach, according to Rabbi, according to Boshaya's version of Rabbi, the carbon pesach is not fully consecrated. That's why it's still considered his. So since it's still considered his, so he's prohibiting what is his. And that's why I have a pasuk to say no. It's already holy. It's already holy. It doesn't become prohibited. My Rabbi, where did we see Rabbi that we could say in Rabbi Reb Oshaya's interpretation that in Karban Pesach it's not fully consecrated? The Tanya, because we learned in a Brisa, the pasuk says Vim Yimat Habayis Mihios Mise Lakachush Inoa Karov Al Beso V'Michsas Nefashas Ishtofi Achlo Tachosu Al Asem. The pasuk is saying that if the members of the household are too few, right? Because they can't eat the whole sheep. Then they should sign up the neighbors to help them eat the whole sheep and slaughter the sheep on behalf of the whole group. But the way the Gemara is darshaning the pasuk, it's saying another idea. If the house is reduced, in other words, they don't have enough money for this sheep. They don't have enough money to pay for a seder. They don't have enough money for a seder. They have a sheep, but they don't have enough money for the seder. So, Yimad Abayis, if the house is too small, the house now doesn't have the money for a seder. Nihyosmi says, read as, Hachyehu Mise, give to the household life from the sheep. Get out of this sheep the means to be able to have a seder. In other words, they have an asset, they have a carbon pesach, that's all they have. They should sell shares in it to the neighbors. With that money, they'll be able to have carbon pesach, they'll be able to have a seder. So, the pasuk is saying, if the household is reduced and can't have a seder, give life hold to the whole household, from the land, from selling shares. Now, this law is only mikdei achila. The family can't afford the expenses to eat the carbon pesach. They're not able to eat the carbon pesach. And they can sell shares in their carbon pesach with the money, get the need to have to eat the pesach. Lo mikdei mekach. But not if they're, you know, missing money to have their business. You know, they have a business where they buy stuff and sell stuff. So they don't have enough money to keep their business going. They don't have cash to buy things. They can't say, oh, we need to keep our business going. Let's now sell shares in the carbon pesach and use that money to buy stuff. That they can't do. But lo mikdei mekach. That's the chacham. Even if the household cannot afford the needs of their business, they can sell shares in the carbon pesach. Shem Einlo, if he doesn't have money to buy things for his business, mana acher imal pischo, signs up a new person in his carbon pesach, or in his chagiga, and the money that he gets paid is not going to be holy, it's going to be secular money, therefore he can use it for business. So I'm going to ask Kain Ignisha Yisrael as Pischei. Because with this type of a stipulation, the Jews have made their Karbanos Pesach holy. When the Jews make their Karbanos Pesach holy, it sounds like they're not making it fully holy. They're saying it's going to be somewhat unholy. So that if we need, we can take new partners in, and they'll give us holy coins, and the holy coins will enter into this unholy part, and now the coins will be unholy, and we'll be able to use them for business. Okay, so it sounds extreme that you can sell a share in a carbon Pesach to do a business deal, to now do other businesses. So Rabbi Reb Zeira limit what exactly Rebbe is allowing. Everybody agrees that if the family needs wood to roast the carbon Pesach, at that you can sell a share and use those coins to buy the wood. They're given the concept of Pesach Hu, since that's something needed to enable the Pesach itself to be kosher, to roast it. Kegufa the Pesach Tami, that's like the Pesach itself. So you can use money from the Pesach for the Pesach. Keep pleading. The question would be, the argument with one called Mekach that he allows, and the other one says, I wouldn't allow Mekach. Not really Mekach, it's really Matzah U'Maror. It's to buy Matzahs and Maror. Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold. Ach Yilach Ritzi. Matzah and Maror is another act of eating. It's not the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Savri, Rabbi holds. Kevin Dechshev the Pesach, who, since the Matzahs and the Maror are also part of what you need to do to eat the Pesach in the right way, Kegu for the Pesach. Tami, it's like the body of the Pesach. That's one explanation. Chadamer once said, the matzah v'maror kunami kuliyam lo pligi. Matzah and maror. Also, everybody agrees you can sell a share in the carbon Pesach in order to be able to buy matzah and maror. It's true because the matzahs and the maror are certainly part of the carbon Pesach. It says al matzahs and maror yochlu. If you eat the carbon Pesach on matzah and maror, they're given the mechshir and the Pesach ninu, since they are something which enables you to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach. Ke Pesach dami, they're like the carbon Pesach. Ki pligi, where is the argument? Likach pochaluk, to sell a share in the carbon Pesach to be able to buy a robe or a talis. Rabban and Savi, since it says, mi yos mi selmarach manach yeyu l'seh. Mi yos, which we're darshaning as l'hachayos, to give life from the sheep, means you give life to the sheep. Rabbi said, Rabbi holds, no, hachi atzmacha misa. Give yourself life from the sheep. Right, so this is Rabbi.
Rabbi, so according to
Rabbi,
you can transact with this owner with the
No, you're not
allowed
to transact.
Well, because you have he said you can do it for a business transaction, you can sell it.
No, but he's not allowed to do it. You're never allowed to go to a zona. Well, it's a special pasuk. We'll see a Kadesh of Bnei Yisrael, you're not allowed to go. But if it's done, are there problems? Exactly. Not that a person should ever do such a thing.
But in terms of the according, it's the same thing. I mean, in other words, it's so bidyevit. So is it similar in the sense that it's to use it for a business transaction? To use it for
right. Is there going to
be as a portion of the of
correct?
The Torah,
right. That's the question. Ula Abaye de Amar. According to Abaye, who said, "Ilav to ukma Rabbi Shaya lahibim amana zon al pischo v'Rebbe," if not for the fact that Rabbi Shaya explained that Mishnah and Tzmura, he's talking about a case of Karban Pesach and following Rebbe. But if he wouldn't have said that, Avim Mukmina, I would have said it's Kachim Kalim. Only with Rabbi Yosef Aglili, I would have said that that Mishnah is Kachim Kalim according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Damaru holds Kachim Kalim. Maman Bailam reveals Kachim Kalim are private property. Avo the Pesach. But in Pesach, I would have thought, Omeshayer Inish, a person doesn't leave a share unholy. Right? I would have thought a person doesn't leave a share unholy. This, the Rebbe says, the money paid for a share in the Pesach can be used for your business, it's because the money was left unholy. So that's what Abaye had said. I don't understand. Hakatani Behedi, but it says explicitly in that brisa, Amanaskei Nikdishu Yisrael is Pescheyen, that the Jews made their Karbanos Pesach holy with this stipulation, that part of it is not holy. So Amos, he'll explain, change the language of the Brisa. With this limitation is how the Jews consecrated their money for the Pesach. They didn't leave it fully, they didn't make it fully holy. They said it can be used for secular purposes. But not that the carbon itself has a limitation in how holy it was made. Okay, Bezat Hashem, on Shabbos we'll merit to learn, hopefully, the next half of the daf and tomorrow's daf of Daf Tzadi Aleph.